Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Blue Chew brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. So you know it works in giving you a boner. Blue Chew is prescribed online and shipped straight to your door in a discreet package. So no in-person doctor's visits, no waiting at the pharmacy, and best of all, no more awkwardness, aside from me reading this. It's made in the U.S. of A., America. And since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, it's cheaper than a pharmacy. Right now, we've got a special deal for our listeners. You can visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use our special promo code ARMCHAIR. Just pay $5 shipping. Again, that's BlueChew, B-L-U-E, Chew.com, promo code ARMCHAIR, A-R-M-C-H-A-I-R, to try it for free. Blue Chew is the better, cheaper, faster choice. And we'd like to thank them for sponsoring this train wreck of a podcast.
All right, everybody. Yeah, this is weird. You're not hearing Ralph's voice. That's because he's not available. But you are hearing the breaking news siren, and that can only mean one thing. That's that we have breaking news. Don't worry, you're not just going to listen to me. I got Dave to pinch in for us so we could do this breaking news podcast.
The news is so breaking, I don't even know what it is yet. I'm about to find out myself.
So we just Dave, you might remember that PJ Williams got busted in the off season for DUI. That in large part affected the money that he was able to get on the free agency market, I believe. And the NFL just announced that he's been suspended for 2 games. So the Saints are going to have to go 2 games without their nickel corner. Your thoughts?
I mean, it hurts, obviously. I mean, PJ Williams isn't Marshawn Lattimore or Eli Apple. He's not technically a starting quarterback, but I mean, he's basically the starting nickel cornerback. He's next in line.
Which is basically a starter. I mean, the nickel corner is a start.
Yeah, because they play nickel as their base most of the time, as do most NFL teams. He's certainly better than Patrick Robinson. So it hurts, and I guess that means that maybe we might be seeing a little bit more of Patrick Robinson, who might step in at that position.
Well, that was going to be my next question, Dave. So you've got Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. If you watch the last game, he was kind of the fourth guy. He was the dime back that was playing, you know, the snaps as the fourth corner. To me, it seems like maybe the Saints elevate him to dime. So we'll have to see some of Patrick Robinson. But do you think this could mean more playing time for Chauncey Gardner-Johnson at the nickel?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think I've liked what I've seen out of Chauncey more than what I've seen out of Patrick Robinson. He's been very good so far, very impressive. So,
but you've kind of always hated Patrick Robinson.
I did, and I still do, and I never understood why they signed him a second time. And so far, it looks like I was right in the Saints were rolling again.
So where does this rank, like, on the scale?
I mean, you watch the film. Do you like it?
Yeah, it's been a limited sample size. So while I'm actually excited in some ways for him to get the opportunity, because, you know, we'll get a chance to see what he can do. But at the same time, it makes me nervous. I mean, the Saints have had the luxury of the same DBs, you know, and the same with the exception of Anzalone, who's been kind of the one guy out. They've kind of had for 5 weeks now the luxury of the same guys. So it makes me a little nervous to see, especially in the defensive backfield, things get moved around a little bit. But I am excited to see Chauncey Gardner-Johnson because I've seen enough out of him to believe that he could maybe replace Von Bell eventually. So I would love to see him get some more snaps. But we talk sometimes about like the Dave Cariello panic meter. That's something we haven't brought back to the podcast in a long time.
Yeah, I was about to say, that's an oldie but goodie right there.
So where does this rank on the panic meter for you? On a scale of 1 to 10.
I mean, without having seen any play on the field right now, I'm not going to get too panicked yet. I'm just going to put me at 5. And I mean, you know, it's only 2 games. He'll be back after the bye, I guess, right? Because he's got 2 games and then the bye.
Yep.
You know, look, we didn't expect to be 5-1 at this point after Drew Brees went down. Honestly, if we lost the next 2 games, I still consider it a win for us at the halfway
point. Ooh, you don't want to lose to the Cardinals, though.
No, I don't, but, I mean, you know, it's not so bad.
Yeah, well, Patrick Robinson suspended for 2 games. The Saints will have to be without him. I'm sure we'll be talking about this more, but this has been your breaking news update. Dave, thanks for filling in for Ralph, and we'll be talking to you guys soon.
Thank you. Bye.